My name is Jack Savage, and I represent the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests. I thought I would speak early, not only because I think what we have to say is important, but also because I hear there's ice cream and I want to be first in line. Common man ice cream. I'll provide you written copies of what I have to say in a moment. This letter is written to convey the joint comments of not only the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, but the Appalachian Mountain Club, Conservation Law Foundation, Conservation New Hampshire, and the Nature Conservancy, New Hampshire chapter, on the draft report of Senate Bill 361 Commission, dated October 31st, 2012, which is subject of tonight's hearing. First, we want to applaud the work of the Commission in arriving at the conclusion that at least four existing highway corridors may serve future energy infrastructure needs. Such identification is a core charge of the Commission by the Senate, by the statute. Second, we commend the Commission for its recognition that new merchant electric transmission proposals reveal a gap in the state's ability to measure benefits and burdens of such projects, and that the public interest is best served by filling this gap sooner rather than later. Third, we believe the Commission correctly identifies a list of issues that it did not have the time or resources to fully research, and for which such research is needed to complete the charge of Senate Bill 361. Further, we believe the Commission is correct to conclude that the state must assure that these issues are fully researched and reviewed before good public policy can be designed to fully address the changing energy marketplace. Finally, we believe that the draft report has several shortcomings, which the Commission should address before issuing its final report. We list these suggestions in no particular order of importance. In its first observation, we believe the Commission should articulate that one reason why it's important for the state to fill this public policy void is to protect the state's scenic, natural, and unfragmented landscapes, which are an extremely valuable resource for our people and our economy. The potential for a, quote, Wild West development sprawl of overhead transmission lines high above treeline is a threat which must be recognized and addressed. We believe the Commission should expressly recognize that scenic portions of the four identified highway corridors are not appropriate locations for new overhead energy infrastructure. Our interstate highways are some of the most scenic in the nation, and they serve as gateways to all regions of the state tourism economy. The last thing we should be doing is cluttering those scenic views with overhead power lines. The Commission has gathered enough information to make some concrete recommendations, though clearly there's a need for more research and deliberation on some important issues. However, based on the Commission's work to date, we believe the Commission should consider including in its final report these recommendations. One, require the New Hampshire Department of Transportation to prepare a report to the legislative leadership within a specified time period, identifying which, if any, of the existing state-owned rail corridors should be added to the list of four highway corridors identified by NHDOT as potentially viable for energy facilities. Two, amend the Site Evaluation Committee statute to require the developer of any elective transmission facility applying for a 162-H certificate to propose an underground alternative if it is proposing to build new overhead transmission lines. This does not prejudge any application to the SEC. The testimony received by the Commission supports both the feasibility and the cost competitiveness of underground transmission technology alternatives. It's therefore sound public policy to assure that the SEC can fully consider requiring an underground alternative where detailed analysis determines that such an alternative is available and consistent with the public interest. We agree with Governor-elect Maggie Hassan's observation that, quote, we must protect the scenic views of the North Country, which are vital to our tourism industry, end quote. We also agree with her policy admonition that, quote, any proposal that would damage these scenic views must be subject to a rigorous review process, end quote. Three, require that the state's Office of Energy and Planning work with the Independent System Operator New England, ISO New England, as well as other New England states to assure that all new electric transmission project proposed to improve system reliability of the New England grid as part of ISO New England's 10-year transmission plan affirmatively address impacts on valuable New England landscapes. New Hampshire should lead the way in protecting the region's landscapes by advancing the use of new technologies to meet future transmission needs of the regional electric grid. Four, rather than extend the life of this commission to do additional work, we believe the commission should recommend that a task force be appointed by the governor to definitively answer the six bullets on page 5 of the October 31st, 2012 draft. We suggest that you advise the governor to select membership of the task force representing utility ratepayers, the business community, the conservation community, legislators, state and municipal government, and the utility industry to ensure that the full range of all perspectives engage in this process to obtain the needed knowledge and draft appropriate legislation. And lastly, acknowledge in the report that several members of the 361 Commission represent agencies that also have statutory responsibilities to serve on the Site Evaluation Committee, and there appears to be some discomfort among some of these commission members with supporting any recommendations that could be perceived as prejudging future SEC cases. This acknowledgement should clearly state that the commission also recognizes that while individual state agencies must attend to their existing statutory obligations, they also have the responsibility to exercise their independent judgment when it comes to serving the greater public good. We want to thank the commission for its service and for this opportunity to comment on your draft. Sincerely, Site Protection and Natural Forests, Susan Arnold of the Appalachian Mountain Club, Christoph Korshain of the Conservation Law Foundation, Susan Hackler of the Conservation New Hampshire, and Jim O'Brien of the Nature Conservancy. And I'm Jack Savage. Thank you very much.